Choral singing provides young people with an exciting entree into the world of music and a lifetime of arts appreciation. Over the past 20 years, children in and around Forsyth County have thoroughly enjoyed their experiences rehearsing with and performing in the Winston-Salem Youth Chorus under the direction of founder, artistic, and executive director Barbara Beattie. Last month, they celebrated their big 20th anniversary concert with a well-attended performance in the Stevens Center. On the program were audience favorites, plus a world premiere by renowned composer Dan Locklear, set to a new poem by former North Carolina poet laureate Fred Chappell. Winston-Salem Youth Chorus members Daniel Prescott, Paul Gunter, Josh Boos, and Olivia Wright shared their thoughts. How's it going, Daniel?
Good.
Good. I'll bet you're doing good. You get a chance to sing in a choir. What's it like singing in a big group like that? You said how many people in it?
38.
What's that like?
It's amazing. You can hear all the voices, and our performances are amazing also. Sometimes they're even better than the singers themselves. We got a lot of groups, and we have four groups total, but this is only one group, and this is an extraordinary group.
I'm sure it is. I've heard recordings of you guys. It's pretty amazing. What's the most fun part of it?
It's the most fun is just singing. You can just let yourself out of the cage that you're in and just start singing.
Man, I love it. Let's chat with Paul a little bit. Hey, Paul, how long have you been singing?
I've been singing for a long time.
I'll bet. Where'd you start singing?
I just started singing. I didn't start singing good, but I started singing.
When you said you didn't start singing good, but now you sing good, what happened between then and now? What have you been working on to get yourself to sing better?
I've just practiced, and I haven't given up, so.
Man, that means so much. Keep practicing. I asked Daniel this question. I want to ask you the same thing. Paul, what's the best part of singing in the Winston-Salem Youth Chorus?
Just meeting everyone and singing and having a good time.
And it keeps you off the streets, too. Josh, how you doing today?
Good.
You look like you're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a happy camper, too. And Josh, how long have you been singing with the Winston-Salem Youth Chorus?
This will be my fourth year.
Your fourth year? Wow, how old are you?
I'm almost 12.
Well, you get them started young, Miss Beattie. That's awesome. What have you learned along the way, 4 years into this thing?
I've learned a lot. I've learned how to read notes. I've learned...
You can read music?
Yes.
How about that?
I've learned all sorts of stuff, and the only person I can thank for that is Miss Beattie.
Man, that's a pretty rousing endorsement right there. So, we're moving on here with Olivia. And Olivia, this is a huge program. You got a lot of music, but tell me one of your favorite tunes in the program.
I would have to say one of my favorite songs is probably from The Playful Rainbow. It's called Evensong.
The Playful Rainbow. And I understand this is what they call a world premiere.
It is. It's the first time anyone's going to hear this, and I just can't wait because this is so big.
Man, that's a lot of responsibility, isn't it?
It is.
Now, Dan Locklear, the composer, happens to work right here on the Wake Forest campus. What would you tell him if you were to meet him?
Thank you so much. This music is so beautiful, and I love it so much, and this is never going to go away.
Winston-Salem Youth Chorus members Olivia Wright, and before Olivia, we heard from Josh Boos, Paul Gunter, and we began with Daniel Prescott. Winston-Salem Youth Chorus founder, artistic and executive director Barbara Beattie has led the group for two decades, which were capped off in November 2013 with a spectacular 20th anniversary performance in the Stevens Center. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.